Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. 7:30 on Monday, March 16th. Glad to be with you this Monday morning. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast Services here at Worldwide KFUO and host of Cross Defense Book Talk and one of the hosts of Concord Matters, too. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. How are we today?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Rod?
I'm fine. I'm into my third cup of coffee, so I'm warming up.
Well, no need to warm up today. We've got nice warm weather here in St. Louis today.
Boy, we're ready for it too, aren't we?
It's hard to think what just 2 weeks ago we were buried under a big blanket of snow.
Never go backwards, just spring forward, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, let's take a look at what's going on this week at Worldwide KFUO, some of the programs, highlighting some of the programs and special guests we have this week.
Well, you know, the first, rather than ring my own bell, toot my own horn, I'd like to toot a really fine program, getting better all the time, World Lutheran News Digest, by a great journalist, a great broadcaster, Kip Allen, and it premieres with a new program of news about Lutherans around the world on Saturday mornings at 9:30 a.m. And this past Saturday, Andy, Kip had on one of just our favorite people, at least mine, and I know Kip likes him too, Eric Lunsford. Eric is an accomplished photojournalist, used to be with the St. Louis Dispatch here in St. Louis, and he travels around the globe and does photojournalism stories. And Kip just talked with him Saturday on a trip he recently took to the Baltics and some mercy mission work that our church was doing over there. Mm-hmm. And we know that the Baltics are so in the news these days, you know, with the tension between Russia and those countries. And so that's a wonderful program that I would encourage the people to check out. Now the show goes with fresh material every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. as I said, but it's rebroadcast on Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. And so I would encourage people this week to check this beautiful story out of Eric Lunsford. I think you've had Eric on His Time and maybe even Faith and Family a few times.
Yes.
And he's a fascinating individual. I mean, he goes around with our disaster response people all over the globe, experiences amazing things, sees life in our church and around the globe as nobody else does. So I would encourage people to check that out this week, Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. And then the fresh version of World Lutheran News Digest, Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. What's up this week on Faith and Family, Andy? You got anything that you would highlight for
sure,
the listeners out there?
Yeah, coming up today actually is a neat conversation. Lutherans for Life, St. Charles County chapter, is hosting a special needs expo coming up Wednesday, April 15th, and also a family fair coming up at, I believe, Zion Lutheran Church in Harvester. We're going to talk about that today on Faith and Family at 10 a.m. Looking forward to talking about it. It's for families raising children with special needs and the unique challenges that they face. Provide it's a whole expo for those families and what they can do for planning a future that looks different from previous expectations they might have had, and when things change for them and they realize that they have a child that has special needs. So I'm looking forward to talking with them, Dolores Desmonet and Jerry Marks. Jerry Marks is with Lutheran Family and Children's Services, I believe. So looking forward to talking with them at 10 o'clock today on Faith and Family. They're going to be here in studio.
You know, such a heart tug, that topic is special needs, you know, of children. And I think that wouldn't you agree that kind of the benefit and the blessing for everyone is that when we see the patience and the love, the dedication that these parents have for their special needs children, it inspires all of us, grandparents, parents alike, you know, to exhibit the same kind of behaviors with our families. And the Family Expo thing sounds interesting to me, too.
Yeah, that's coming up Wednesday, April 15th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. out at Lutheran High School in the St. Charles area, St. Peter's, St. Charles area. So I'm looking forward to talking with them about that today. I think it's going to be a neat event. I can't wait to hear from them what all is going to be included in that expo, who's going to be there, and what they're going to offer at that.
You know, Andy, I know that you're into this so much, being a director of Christian education at a congregation and working with family life. Our families are under severe attack these days from all kinds of angles, and they need all the resources, all the support that they can get. And, you know, we try to provide a little bit on that on your excellent show, Faith and Family. And you know, I remember, was it last week, you had a great show on about summer camps. I know maybe families are starting to think down that line of exploring, looking for things they might do as a family, or that their children could attend and be blessed. And so that's all archived, so they can go in there and search for summer camps. I bet you they could find those programs and be blessed with some great ideas.
Yeah, if you look at Faith and Family in the on-demand section of KFUO.org, you'll see some of the programs from last, you'll see the programs from last week, and a couple of them, we focused on some of our Lutheran camps, and you can learn a little bit about each of those camps through the conversations we had with the camp directors. And some neat camps around the country. We've done that from time to time. A couple times each year, we try to check in with the camps and see what they're doing in terms of retreats throughout the year, but also what they're planning for summer camp. And we had the privilege of talking with a number of camps around the country, and some neat stuff. One camp that I had never heard of before, and that was Trinity Lutheran Camp in Big Fork, Montana. Neat conversation. Got to talk with Melanie Reiner there. She's a program director. And they're right on, I can't remember the lake there, this big, like 27-mile lake. And I should know because it's a pretty significant lake. But it's right there in the up in the northeast or northwest corner of Montana. And
I think that's up towards the Canadian border, and there's a
pretty
national
close
park there.
Yes.
That runs into both countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Glacier.
I visited. Yeah, Glacier, and it is spectacular. I mean, they don't call this big sky country for nothing. So if you're looking at exploring a brand new, one of God's most beautiful creations, go up there to Glacier Park in this camp. This would be spectacular. I think it would be one of those experiences that people would have, you know, mental snapshots that will remain with them for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I'm sure the vistas there are just absolutely magnificent. And, you know, a whole week there this summer for kids and teens, they've got some pretty neat camps going on there during the summer. So
anything else this week on Faith and Family you want to point out?
We're hoping that it's still in the works, but either this week or next week, we're going to have a call-in program with Lutheran Senior Services, I believe. We did that in the past, and it was really just a helpful conversation. We'll focus probably on the your personal file cabinet. We've done that before with Lutheran Senior Services. And so we're going to try to have one of those in the near future again as well, where listeners can call in and ask questions when it comes to what documents do you keep on hand? How long do you keep those sort of things? So we're hoping to do that as well in the not too distant future on Faith and Family.
It's that time of year when, you know, we're all thinking, how long should we keep these records for tax purposes? You know, so that's a great one. And, you know, our good friends at Lutheran Senior Services, they are outstanding. They are easily one of the premier places in the United States for senior care. And they do such a magnificent job. They have such a wide swath of services that they provide. What a neat resource for the people to listen to. And in this case, call in and ask questions. So that sounds exciting too.
Yeah. They have a whole speakers bureau, so we try to engage some of those speakers from time to time and share them here on Faith and Family at 10 o'clock during the week. Coming up tomorrow on His Time, we're going to check in with the director of Lutheran Indian Ministries, executive director Dr. Don Johnson. So we'll talk with him. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with
him.
He's
a fascinating guy.
He is. Yeah. Yeah,
he's got a book out, I think at least one, that I interviewed him on Book Talk, and very fascinating, intense, passionate Christian man.
Mm-hmm. And Bethesda Lutheran Communities has a new director. We're going to talk with him on Wednesday here on His Time and hear about what's going on with Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Speaking of Bethesda Lutheran Communities, they partnered with Concordia University, Wisconsin this year and launched the Bethesda College of Applied Learning. That is for individuals with developmental disabilities. And we're going to try, we had a chance on Faith and Family to talk with them right as they were launching the program. We're hoping to set up a time to talk with them to hear how things have gone so far with that, how first semester went for the students and those who were involved with that program this year. So we're looking forward to checking in with them. That's coming up in the next month as well, I believe, next 2 months. So going to talk with
them
soon. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. This Friday on Book Talk, Andy, I get to talk with just a fascinating individual, Dr. David Scare.
Oh, yeah.
He's written half of the volumes in the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic series that Luther Academy has published, and they're sold through Logia, L-O-G-I-A. It's a journal, and they also have a great store. And he wrote the volumes on baptism, Christology, and then the one that I'm interviewing on Friday's Book Talk program, listen to this title, Law and Gospel and the Means of Grace. You can't get any better than that, because what you'll hear from Dr. Scare, and especially from reading this book, is that this makes Lutherans unique in all of Christianity, because if you really charted out what we different confessional bodies practice and believe and confess, it really comes down to the means of grace for us Lutherans, the word and baptism and the Lord's Supper, and then the law and gospel distinction. And this is a fascinating book, very well done. Put it in the advanced category, no question about that. But I'm preaching in chapel today at the International Center, Andy, on the tail end of Hebrews 5 into Hebrews 6, and it says that our people ought to be able to explain and be into even the more advanced doctrines and teachings of the Bible, that they shouldn't just want to stay with the gospel only. That's milk, like for babies. That every now and then you give them a filet mignon, you give them a lobster tail, okay? And they still need that milk. And that's what this fine series, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic series, does. And so people that really want to dig into this, Dr. David Scare's book is right on. And then I've had this guy on twice before, and he's really fascinating. The Reverend Dr. Matt Richard, he is pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Gwinner, North Dakota, and he came out of evangelism. And one of the things that bothered him was what he'd heard about infant baptism. So he did a doctoral dissertation on this, what these evangelicals think of us people who talk about infant baptism. And as I said, I did two previous shows with him on this. And this afternoon at 2 p.m. on Cross Defense, our apologetic show, I'm doing the third one about a call that I received from an evangelical that was very upset with our friends at Issues, etc. In fact, she called them demonic because they teach very strongly infant baptism. So Dr. Richard and I, we're gonna talk more about this. What's the resistance these people have? What are they told about those of us that do infant baptism? And how can we argue with them in a respectful and a Christian and a graceful manner? Arguing is not a dirty word. You can argue, unfairly or fairly, and we don't want to argue fairly and respectfully and tastefully, as I hope this lady would say that I did with her over the phone. But Matt and I are going to talk about this afternoon at 2 o'clock on Cross Defense.
Very good. Very good. Well, I also want to remind our listeners about the 11 o'clock Lenten service coming up on Wednesday from Peace Lutheran Church in St. Louis. And that wraps up our conversation about the highlights for this week. And we'll touch base again next Monday and take a look at what's coming up for the coming week.
We'll start working on that.
Thanks so much. Good to talk with you this morning, Rod.
Blessings on the rest of your show, Andy.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary. Stick around for more His Time right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO.